Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker, and talking for the first time this season on our Coach's Corner program, year number 23 for you, Coach. And started off to a good one, but first of all, we're back into basketball just like that. It seems like the fall seasons fly by, and here we go, basketball season again.
It did, and I don't know if it's the weather or what it was, but this season really really snuck up on me that we're getting ready to roll. I mean, I was excited to get started, but it just seemed like a really quick preseason, and all of a sudden the games were coming, which is fun, but it's great to be back with these guys and working with them, and it's just a great group to work with, and they're off to a good start.
Yeah, and of course, us as fans, we're ready for, and broadcasters, we're ready for the games right away. But I know, coaches, you guys got a lot of things you need to get done in those first few practices before the lead-up. So talk about that off-season. I know you had some guys that were playing some on the AAU circuit a little bit, which helps out, and then practice leading up, guys clicking right away.
Yeah, you have the summer stuff where they're doing that. As coaches, we're evaluating and doing some summer things and kind of piecing together who is having a good summer and maybe can step in once the season starts. So we're off to a good start and evaluate some things. We also want to see if there's some things we can improve on, and I thought we identified those pretty well. We wanted to get better at rebounding, we want to get better at defense, and I think we're seeing that off to start the season. And offensively, we've tweaked a couple things to kind of help the guys we have. You know, Tommy Miller's a guy that can get in the lane and finish with that floater, and we need to use some of those things like that. And we've got some size now and some good younger kids, so just trying to incorporate all that and get everybody on the same page. So that's the biggest goal moving into the preseason and into the games.
And, Coach, you guys start off the season with a couple of games here, and it starts off with Eagle Grove. And I know, maybe 5-6 years ago, you start off with Eagle Grove. It's kind of almost like a tune-up game for your club, but not no more. I mean, they've got some good athletes there, and they shoot the ball really well, and you guys knew you were going to get a tough one. You did, but you were able to come out with a victory.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's a game, and I think that, that we knew they were going to be really good. They had the Franklin kid that transferred in from Belmont that gives them a whole different dimension from the point guard position, and Morris can shoot it and does a nice job for them. And then you got Kavanaugh, who I've said for 2 or 3 years is one of the top 2 or 3 players in the conference. And he's a lefty that can shoot it. He can go inside, and he just plays under control so well. He's a tough matchup for us. And I thought our kids did a really good job defensively for the first game, having to deal with a lot of different things. They shot it. They're non-guys that we were worried about as much, shot it better than we thought, so we adjusted a little bit, and the kids did a nice job of doing that. They knocked down some big shots. We switched up our defenses for the first game, which is hard to do, but as young as we are in some spots, the kids responded and got the win against Eagle Grove.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, 68 points first night out. I know you'd like to score 68 points every night out. I mean, that's a good number at a high school basketball level.
Yeah, that's something coming in the year we really wanted to focus on. We want to get back and running, getting some pressure defenses, kind of where we were 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago, and that's kind of what we're looking at. And Tommy led us with 18 points, and Carson had 13, and I think Ty Sopko also had 13. So we're getting some guys that are putting in the hole and can shoot the three and also get to the rim. And at the same time, we got Greg Smith, who is kind of quarterbacking our defense from back there and doing some really good things. He's not a 6'8 or 6'9 guy, but he plays a post and finishes strong. And I think we saw a lot of good things from a lot of people on Tuesday night.
Coach, let's go back to Friday night now. You guys go on the road to Garner Hayfield Ventura in a hostile environment. And, I was mentioning this Coach Erpelding when I was talking to him at halftime of your game, but it's almost like a blessing and a curse to have this early game on the road. it's a blessing to kind of get this experience, but also it's like, man, right away we're just going to jump into this kind of an environment. But your kids are able to come out. You kind of controlled from the beginning, and you win 50-38 at Garner.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I'm going to sleep much better. I slept much better after that game than I did going into it, because you don't know how the kids are going to respond under the lights on the road, especially. And then, on a Friday night at Garner, if it's a Friday night at Forest City, you're going to have a packed house. And it was a great crowd, great environment. Our guys got off to a great start. I think we started out 9-0, something like that. And I don't know if you want to focus in on scoring the 9 points or keeping them to zero for so long, but that was a really good start for us, and I think it set the tone. And then, you're going to get from Garner is a defensive battle. They're going to switch defenses on you. They're going to give you a ton of different looks, and you just have to respond. And if you make mistakes, you're going to turn it over, and they're going to run out. And we limited that against Garner, and I think that was the key of the victory. We kept them to 38 points. Didn't score as many as we wanted to, but as long as we had one more, that's what we wanted. So I think that was the story of the game.
Yeah, 14 in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter. Actually, you mirrored the second quarter as well. You scored 11 in the second quarter, and or third quarter, and 11 in the fourth quarter. They're 14-14, 11-11. They really started to heat up from three-point land. I got them for 9 three-pointers in that game, had 5 in the first half, and that was kind of what got them back in after you guys had that lead. And it's like, hey, here they come, and you guys were able to buckle up defensively.
Yeah, and I think I'll put that on me. I think we stayed in a couple defenses too long rather than switching up, and they got really comfortable. Once we went back to switching some things up a little bit, just enough to keep them off balance, I think that helped. When they're comfortable, they can move the ball and shoot it with anybody. And we didn't do a very good job at times of identifying shooters, but some of that is our inexperience, and we're still working through some of that. But for the most part, you know, you hold a team to 38 points. I'll take that every night. And I like the rotation. I like our press. It's, you know, we've just got one in right now of what we'd like to get. We'll have a few more of those going, but right now that's off to a good start as well.
Coach, you mentioned something to me on the radio last night before the game that you know, we saw again last night was your depth. I mean, you got 9-10 guys that come in for you and really give you good minutes. I mean, that's got to be a valuable thing for your team.
Yeah, it is. You know, we didn't mention Willie Holmes that moved in from Okoboji that can step in and gives us some size, and he's really picked up things really well. I know how hard that can be to come in, but he's asking the questions. He's a quiet kid, but he's asking the questions he needs to ask, and is doing a really good job there. And then we got Cooper Blazer and Holden Reynolds, two freshmen that are coming in, and they're not playing or acting like freshmen. I thought at Garner, Holden had a really nice game. Cooper played steady both nights, and they give us some good minutes. And like you said, we're playing 8-9 guys. We got Sam Clausen coming off the bench, Ty Sopko, who his shot is so much better this year than last year. I think it was there last year, but being a freshman, that's tough. And right now, he can, when he's open, it's a good look. So that's a great weapon for us to have. So yeah, and then what people don't see, and I say this every year, is the practices and some of the guys that don't get a lot of minutes. Our practices are very competitive, and I think that really really bodes well for us when we get into games.
Yeah, free throw line has looked good to start off the season. Got to be something you guys have been pleased with. You guys shot 70-some percent in the first game. Shot 4 of 4. I had you in the second game here, so you're not getting there as much with the new rules, but when you're getting there, you're scoring.
Yeah, the new rules are causing a little bit different there, but yeah, we didn't shoot it as well on Tuesday maybe, but Friday, we, you know, that's something we definitely worked on Wednesday and Thursday, and did a much better job on Friday night.
Absolutely, Coach, and now you guys will go into next week, and you got to go to another small gym there, another environment later on in the week. And what's the focus over the weekend now? Get ready for next week.
You know, I told the kids last night that, you know, it's just a matter of we're doing some really good things. We just need to get comfortable and try to stop thinking and just play. We've got some good basketball players, and we're just going to keep building. But what we have in, we have to execute very well. And as you mentioned, we've got North Union coming to town on Tuesday, that they're going to be one of the favorites in the conference. They got a lot of guys back from a team that played very well last year. They don't have a guy that's going to average 18, 20 points a game, but they got 4 or 5 guys are going to be around the double-digit mark, and they play really good defense as well. And then we got Algona, who was a state tournament team, coming in on Thursday, and then go to North Iowa on Friday. So not a lot of practice time for this time of season, but we have to do what we have to do, and this team is just going to have to keep getting better and growing as we go.
Well, Coach, off to a great start to the season. The guys, you had just one win through January last year. You find a couple of them here. Got to be some momentum going in. You finished the year 6-5 last year. That had to be kind of a boost to this year, and we've seen a great start to your team. Got to feel good.
Yeah, I do. We're off to a good start, and what I like about it is the kids are playing very well together, and they're playing hard, and when they do that, usually good things happen. And when that happens, you get easy shots, and the shots go in, and the defense is going a little bit crisper. And that depth, I can't say enough about the depth we have, that we can bring guys in at any time, and a fresh body to put on defense or offense, and I think we got a lot of good things to build on. And like you mentioned, off to a great start, much better feel right now being 2-0.
Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.